It is time for our business futurist, Morris Mizalowski. And Morris, good afternoon to you.
Hey, Dennis. How are you?
I'm okay. I've got a George Bush quote for you.
Oh, excellent.
He once said, "I've made some good judgments in the past, and I've made some good judgments in the future."
Okay. I'm not quite sure where that goes.
No, okay. That's neither did anyone else at that time, but there you go. He's off to Texas.
And yeah, I saw his plane take off today.
Everyone wave goodbye. See you. Good to see you going. Anyway, you look into the future for businesses.
I do. That's exactly what I do.
And you've got some news about the tennis too.
I do. Now, IBM's been doing this for a number of years, and this year, of course, continuing on. For those that play around in Second Life, that's secondlife.com, which is the virtual space. That's that online space that looks like Earth with a whole lot of planets and things in it. You can actually come to the tennis in Second Life and play on Rod Laver Court.
In the arena?
In the arena.
In here in front of us?
Absolutely. If you take your avatar into secondlife.com, which is free, and go to IBM Island and then look for the tennis, you'll find that your avatar will end up square bang in the middle of the
arena.
Hang on,
what's an avatar?
An avatar is your representation. It's your cartoon character, the thing that's you online.
Yeah.
Yep, so that becomes you, and you sit behind the keyboard or the mouse and you move it around and manipulate it. So your avatar then becomes you online. You pick up a tennis racket, a virtual tennis racket, you go onto court, and you play in real time.
On Rod Laver Arena?
Absolutely.
What a great idea. Second Life.
Secondlife.com. So have a look at that. And when you're there, also for those budding people that like to design clothes, IBM's running a competition. It's called the Court Couture Competition.
So yeah? Budding designers.
Designers. What they want you to do is, for your avatar, is to design clothing that's right for a tennis match. Now, what's interesting about this, unfortunately, you've only got till the end of today. It's been open for a couple of weeks, so today it closes, and then it's looked at by a number of people, which are all the other people that come to the island, over the next 2 or 3 days, and there are some prizes for it. Now, believe it or not, the first prize is $250,000 Linden dollars, which is the currency Second Life uses, but it has an equivalent American dollar of 2 to 1. So you're looking at a prize of somewhere around $100,000 to $125,000 US if you design an avatar dress that people want to see.
And if you're a fast designer, you can still get on there and enter today.
Absolutely.
Well, people might have a great idea. Here's another George Bush one for you.
Yeah, go for it.
If we don't succeed, we run the risk of failure.
Well, this is true, and he's proven, hasn't he? Certainly tried that one out a few times.
I've told you that one. All right, 96900693. Last week we talked about what is the future of housing.
We absolutely did.
And we started on, but there was so much to talk about, and we only got about a quarter of the way through.
We did. We talked about man caves and all kinds of things. So this week, let's pick up the list. The next thing in the trend, so this is trends for housing moving forward over the next decade or so. These are the things the architects, engineers, and the boffins have in mind when they're telling us how our houses should be built. The first thing that they're looking at now is this less bling. Now, we talk about the Mac houses, the big mansions that were really popular over the last decade. That's coming to an end. We're going to see a more austere house over the next 5 to 10 years.
So simpler, more modern, less furniture.
Yeah, less fussy. You know, not 3 or 4 treatments outside. The staircase isn't going to be something out of Gone with the Wind anymore. It's going to be more utilitarian, perhaps back towards the back of the house.
And I've noticed a trend with units at the moment where they're using a little bit of timber, a little bit of the old...
Stonework, you're right, and they're mixing those treatments on the front.
Yeah.
So that's going to finish too.
That's going to go
so
as well.
So we're going to go back to more of a single treatment around the house. Well, it's been in for a little while. We're certainly going to see for the next 5-6 years, maybe a little bit longer. But trending forward, that's going to come back to a simple, austere front as well.
I wonder how those simple, austere fronts go in 20 or 30 years' time.
Pretty much like anything we built 20 or 30 years ago, really recognisable. I mean, if you look at houses in the 70s, you can pick them as houses in the 70s. So that's the thing about these trends. You know, we'll be able to pick those multi-houses as well, those multi-level houses.
96900693 or 131332 if you're out of town, listening to the afternoon program for Furniture Galore, open late Thursdays and Fridays. For questions for Morris Mizalowski, who's a business futurist, and just to explain to people who mightn't have heard the segment before, Morris, that you work with individuals or small companies or big companies to talk about where their industry might be in the future.
Absolutely. My clients need to make decisions. We all need to make decisions. And what they want to do is to understand what tomorrow might look like, so the decisions they make are more accurate. So I spend time with them trying to help them understand what their industry and what business in general is going to look like, and then to help them make decisions based on that. And that's decisions around personnel, it's around marketing, it's around products, it's around all kinds of issues.
Interesting work.
Absolutely. And thankfully as well, I take it on the stage. So I do a lot of conference work as well, talking to delegates about, in general, what their industries might look like.
Okay, now, what's going to be in the house of the future? What's going to be in a home, say, in 10 years or 20 years that we don't have now?
There's going to be lots of things. One of the ones that I love the most is something called Claytronics. One word, Claytronics. Claytronics is like a 3D fax machine. So if you think of a fax machine of today where you put a piece of paper and it comes out the other end, almost an exact copy of it, we're going to be able to do that with 3D products, they're telling us. So we'll actually, you remember from the old Star Trek, the old where we used to be able to beam me up, Scotty?
Yeah.
Apparently that's coming.
So the fax machine's not going to fade away?
No, well, not the, well, the fax machine will, but a 3D fax machine. So we'll actually be able to send, you know, pens, books, anything across the line. Now, if you go to my website...
How will that work?
I was going to say, if you go to my website, there's actually a mock-up video there under the word Claytronics. Click on it and watch the video. So it ostensibly works like a fax machine. You put this, you put whatever you want on top of this tablet. This tablet has all kinds of nanotechnology in it, which are really little microcosms. These things take a picture of what you've put on there, mimics them, and then sends that same information to another tablet at the other end, which rebuilds it to the same specification. So theoretically, we will be able to buy dinner sets, for instance, which is the thing I talk about with my retailers. You know, in 25, 30 years, it might be possible to buy a dinner set online and have it sent to you almost immediately and have this thing builded for you in your home.
There'll be people listening who are like me and they're going,
oh my God,
how the hell is that going to work?
It doesn't matter how it works. The thing is, it does work. I mean, we didn't really worry how the fax machine worked. We plugged it in and it worked.
Yeah, but you weren't getting tangible. You only get a bit of paper out of the fax machine.
Yeah, and now you're going to get something tangible. The only way to really understand this is to have a look at the video. So have a look for Claytronics. If you go across to the website...
That's youreyeonthefuture.com.
Morris, youreyeonthefuture.com.
I'm Morris, youreyeonthefuture.
Or type in Claytronics into Google or some other search engine, and there's a couple of videos floating around. I think it's one of the most interesting things. Whether it comes
that
to...
takes online shopping...
to a whole new level. It takes everything about online to a whole new level. Because anything, theoretically, that you can order can be delivered to you in this 3D modelling.
That is so unbelievable.
So, look, whether it comes to fruition is something we have yet to see, but there are absolute boffins that are working on this at the moment. There are some prototypes around that I've seen, and if you have a look at the video, I'll show you some examples of how it's worked.
Morris, youreyeonthefuture.com. What else will be around the house?
So the other one I like, firstly, the house itself is going to recognize you. We're already seeing elements of that. So when you come to the front door, no more need for keys. The house will know who you are. It'll open up the door because of face recognition, all that kind of stuff around you, and it will make the
house... if you're having an argument with your wife, it might just
well,
say,
might
sorry,
door
you're
for
no
one,
longer
exactly.
Welcome.
It may well do that.
You have been deleted. You are no longer known at this address.
Please explain.
96900693. We'll take a break. More with Morris Mizalowski after this. Morris Mizalowski is with us. Morris, youreyeonthefuture.com is the website. A quick question from Mark. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Hi, guys. Morris, I've got a question about this
Claytronics. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, is it possible to put the mother-in-law on it and send her over to the other side of the world?
Do you really want her to come back to the other side, though?
I don't want her coming back, mate. I'll disconnect.
Exactly. So you don't need a one-way machine for that.
What a shocking thing to say, Mark.
I, of course, couldn't say that because my mother-in-law is listening.
It may not be mother-in-law friendly. Morris, thank you very much for another terrific segment.
A pleasure.
Interesting stuff. Claytronics, I'll have a look on your website. Morris, youreyeonthefuture.com.